USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump talking coronavirus response.
We're very proud of the job we're doing. I think in particular, not only the great companies, but the companies, every one of them has said to me, if this was a more typical kind of presidency, I'd be nice. Getting these approvals would take 2 or 3 years.
Meanwhile, speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a dark prediction.
The reports that we're going to have, maybe there's some reports that say another 100,000 dead, as many as 100,000 dead, more by the end of the year.
The vice president also hits President Trump on the economy.
When the crisis started, we all hoped for a few months of a shutdown would be followed by a rapid economic turnaround. No one thought they'd lose their job for good or see small.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The number of Americans who have died because of COVID-19 complications is nearly 187,000. USA Today reporting new cases are being reported in North Dakota, Montana, and West Virginia. There have been 6.1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. After his latest comments, critics of the Portland mayor say he's giving in to Antifa and the mob. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler is looking for a new place to live. A few nights ago, demonstrators and rioters broke into the building in the Pearl District where his condo is located.
I'm going to find an arrangement where I will not be jeopardizing other people's health or safety.
Wheeler hasn't said where he's going to move to, only that it won't be near other families.
The mayor does have to report where he's moving. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is clearing up a comment made by President Trump at an event this week. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that President Trump wasn't suggesting people break the law when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. She told Fox News that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mailed ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments on Wednesday. She went on to accuse Democrats of seeking a, quote, whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, North Carolina Elections Chief Karen Brian Bell says there are ways to check if your ballot did go through if you mail it in.
We do record when someone's vote has been cast by mail, and if they come to vote in person during the early voting period, we have a record of that, so that if they show up on election day and have voted in either one of those situations, we know that that's occurred.
Jacob Blake Sr., the father of Jacob Blake, the man who was shot by a Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer, met with Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in Wisconsin on Thursday. That visit has ignited scrutiny over Blake Sr.'s Facebook posts. Those posts show numerous anti-Semitic comments and anti-Christian posts as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.